www.thebeatmaker.com.
Presidents outlined and protected big businesses from problems with Obamacare and mandates on Obamacare. It's time to provide the same kind of relief for American families.
All right, it's the conundrum of affordable care, a.k.a. Obamacare, and that is Speaker of the House, John Boehner. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? It's starting to warm up a little bit. Whew, that's the good news. It's not quite warm in some places, but it's a lot warmer than it's been, even as just a couple of days ago in Washington it was 1 degree, which is crazy to think of that, isn't it? So it's not about 1 degree when it comes to health care. What's happened, and we just once again had Don Silver on, who wrote, I think, the best book ever on Obamacare called The Best Obamacare Guide. But he read every single ounce of that law twice, went through 15,000 regulations. So there isn't a question, and we've had him on enough, there isn't a question that he can't knock down. If you missed that interview, you'll be able to get it on the website, americatonight.net. Plus, in our re-rack on our Sunday into Monday show, I will let you hear Don again, because it's just that good what he has to say. And so we're zigging and zagging all over the place around Obamacare, let's face it. And at this point now, there's also been, and this is because of the elections, let's face it, there now has been this allowance of when you were going to switch to Obamacare, you were getting these cancellation notices in the mail. Well, now the insurance companies have been informed that they have 2 years. So wait a second. Before it was scrambling to comply, meaning, and it's confusing, that it looked like your policy was going to be canceled, well, no, now they're going to still be able to offer the same things and not be in violation, because that was the problem. The insurance company would have been in violation of what they were supposed to have in place to meet the requirements of the new Obamacare regulations. Well, now those policies would have been canceled, but now that's not the case. Now they're saying, no, we can hold them off even longer. So just to add more confusion to this. So what happens to the people that already got cancellation notices, have panicked, have tried to find something else, and are having all these problems? Now what happens? You know, this is the thing, that this is part adds to the confusion. In fact, I know somebody very close to me, who is paying for dental as part of that is dental, because he doesn't have a job. And, of course, it's the whole requirement of getting insurance. And part of that was to get the dental. But in calling, and going to a dentist with a problem, thinking, okay, is there coverage? They don't even know. Sitting, having the dental people sit on hold for an hour and a half. And then being told, well, we don't have it really set up yet. I mean, you've got the number on your card, so it's not really set up, and we have to figure it out, and we're doing all that right now. But we're charging you for it, so I hope it covers it. But you know how that is it's a roll of the dice with dentistry. So this is the problem. The problem is now it's official. Now we've got this delay and still have the confusion. They got us sorted out. And this only goes one way. And if we were, let's just give the benefit of the doubt for a second. Okay? Close your eyes and just give them the benefit of the doubt, Izzy and Dan and everybody who can't wait for an administration switch. Let's say with all these glitches, all these problems, all the out-of-pocket expenses rising, all that stuff, let's just say that somehow 3 years from now it is all ironed out and it's the most incredible health program ever. Would you, A, eat crow and say, wow, This is amazing. This is terrific. This president was absolutely right. Or would you be think you were living in an alternate universe and this can't possibly be true? Or C, no way, because it will never happen. I have to say that I'm saying C, no way, because it'll never happen. I mean, look what's happening already now. Out-of-pocket expenses is up to... So this is what's happening. The announcement on Wednesday that they're going to allow insurers to extend plans that don't comply with the health care law for another 2 years, right? Giving them the option of keeping the policies. So now you have a policy you want to keep it until 2017. So in this release of these insurance guidelines for next year, they say the government is extending the 2015 open enrollment by 1 month to create a 3-month period from November 15th, 2014 to February 15th, 2015. And this is the thing. So the cost of the compliant plan, saying the annual cap out-of-pocket expenses would now go up to $6,600 for individuals, $13,200 for families. Right now, the expenses are capped at $6,300, right around there. I'll give it exactly. $6,350 for a person and $12,700 for families. So already this is going up, right? There's this new wave of cancellations. I mean, this is... Because there was going to be a new wave of cancellations before the vote, the midterm vote, this is why this happened, right? But now it's automatically going to go up and cost more anyway. I thought the idea was you get coverage. And yes, okay, you have to pay, but you weren't thinking you were going to have to pay that much. Now, we know there's different plans and you can pay more, but when they say pay more out of pocket to get the plan, boy, you better be going to the doctor a lot that it's so worth it that you have this incredible copay. I still don't really see very many of the upsides on this. What it is to me right now for people that are caught in this is catastrophic coverage. So if something happens, you know, something little happens, you're going to pay. But if something awful happened where you had to go for an ambulance ride and then you had to have an emergency appendectomy and they're going to charge you $80,000 or some incredible amount of money because it's always so shocking when whatever the bill is, well then, okay, there's your catastrophic coverage. So to me, for what it's spelling out to me for most people is catastrophic coverage. So there's something there that you're not completely wiped out. It's just the policies you could have bought before that would offer the same thing. That's what's really happened. But now we're kicking the can down the road, so there's more things to mess with. It's amazing. So if you're really, really confused, just think of this. By 2020, the amount of money that you will be fined, you'll have to get insurance because it'll be cheaper. So if you're one of those that says, well, forget it, I'm not going to do it, I'm not doing this, keep track of the fines and the dates because eventually it will turn around and bite you. Stay with us. Coming up, it's about the numbers we can count. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Thinks about the you got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brain, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain. I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
Expression, follow the money. You can follow the money and you can follow the numbers and you end up in the same place. So, time for another edition of We Can Count. You know those weedy boxes? Well, you got a couple of gold medalists that are on the cover. If you go by in your grocery aisle, the cereal, where the cereal is, check it out. Look at the Wheaties. The Wheaties box has Sage Kutzenberg on it, who is pretty cool snowboarder. And his female equivalent was also on it. Her name is Sefrin. Michaela Sefrin, who also was incredible on the snowboard. So the two of them would get some money for being featured on the Wheaties box. And since they're Olympians, to them, that's pretty great sponsorship. Now, what's interesting is they started Wheaties boxes. You ready for this? I figured this out in the Wall Street Journal. It's I was thinking about this when I was at the store. I am not kidding you. And then the Wall Street Journal actually did a story on it. I thought, they beat me to the punch. How cool is that? But the first one was in 1934, and it was Lou Gehrig. And that box now today would sell for, you know, could probably fetch maybe $500 or under $500. But athlete-wise, Michael Jordan has been on the cover of Wheaties, you know, on the box, on the front of the Wheaties, the most 18 times. 18 times. Wow. And imagine the athletes that have been there over the years. Most popular sports, baseball people featured the most at 161. But, you know, you think of Wheaties, and Wheaties used to be, you know, the breakfast of champions. It was very clever for General Mills to do that. And Wheaties still has its core audience. I don't know how many of you, when was the last time any of you had Wheaties? The cereal-wise, they're like 17th among U.S. cereal brands. You know, the king of the cereals is Cheerios. That makes sense because people eat Cheerios and babies. They, you know, people run around and give babies Cheerios. But in other words, it's pretty big cereal. Wheaties, not as popular as it used to be, but it has its audience. And they do the whole thing with the athletes anyway. But I thought that was interesting that Lou Gehrig, 1934, was the first athlete to be the Breakfast of Champions person on the Wheaties. Wow. That's pretty cool. And then you go down from there as to how many. 10 tennis players have been on it. Chris Evert was on in 1987. She was on the Wheaties box, and she said that still, she still thought it was the coolest thing ever and still has a box of Wheaties enshrined somewhere in an office. It is pretty cool. To have yourself on the, I mean, to think that you're on the Breakfast of Champions, I think it's pretty cool. I was talking about Bitcoin earlier in the show, and one of the shocking things is that the head of Bitcoin was found dead in Singapore. Autumn Ratke, who was the CEO, was found on February 28th. They are still trying to determine the cause of death. They said they were shocked. I mean, the company, of course, released a statement, said they were shocked and saddened by the loss of the friend of the company, friend of Eddie, of so many, and the CEO. So you have a company like Bitcoin that's been getting all this publicity, and then you have the situation with the young CEO dying. Last week, the biggest Bitcoin exchange, Mt. Gox, imploded. About $500 million in client funds just vanished overnight. So the timing with the Bitcoin thing is not good for some, that's for sure. Because it was getting a lot of publicity, it was really ramping up, and then all of a sudden, boom, Bitcoin takes a turn in the opposite direction. We've been talking about the Ukraine a lot, and you might not know this, but officially the European Union is offering the Ukraine $15 billion, but it does depend on another deal. They would need a deal to be in place between the Ukraine and the International Monetary Fund. So, you know, they have a whole comprehensive program they're trying to put together. And in the Ukraine, they're, of course, drowning in debt and desperately need money. After he took office last month, Yatsenyuk said, who was the president of the Ukraine and now has fled, said the country needed $35 billion to survive the next 2 years. So European Union official types are in Kiev trying to figure out the needs, and they say it's lower than that. Of course it's lower. He wanted extra money on top. And the United States is pledging $1 billion loan guarantees. And they're talking about, the U.S. is talking about sending technical experts to advise the central bank and the finance minister on how to handle the economic crisis. So even going a little bit deeper than that, too. And it looks like that happens unless something explodes with Russia, as Russia is on top of the peninsula, and some scary things are starting to happen in the game of spy versus spy, as we've talked about a ton here. Most popular pope. Boy, do we need a poll to tell us that Francis seems to be the most popular pope? American Catholics, anyway. They're starting to come back. A poll found that 40% in the U.S. say they are praying more often than they did a year ago. And they say it's the common touch that this pope has, that he's inspiring people. 85% of Catholics, U.S. Catholics, have a favorable opinion of Francis. That's higher than Benedict's 75% rating, but lower than, of course, the beloved John Paul II, who is at 93%. How do you beat a 93% as a pope? I don't think so. I mean, you have to think, how old is the Catholic Church? Over 2,000 years old, right? 2,000 years old. The papacy. Philly's doing pretty good. And he says, when he's questioned about it, he doesn't understand. And I love this about this guy, I do. That he says, I'm like every other man. I put my pants on just like everybody else. He's like the anti-pope. He's not as sucked in, I guess, by all the trappings of power, because there is some power to that position. So then that was a good choice, it seems, anyway, and a much needed choice if you think about it. All right, this story is crazy about this pot deal. How do you have a bunch of third graders that are caught smoking pot? That's what happened in a Northern California elementary school. I guess it can happen. Three boys, 2 8-year-olds and 1 9-year-old. They were turned in by some other students who said they saw them smoking pot. And they say it's the youngest pot bust ever. Police detained them for questioning, then released them to their parents. They found a pipe and a small amount of marijuana. That's what they seized. They were smoking, and they said they didn't appear to be under the influence too much when they confronted them. Oh, at school. In the corner, outside somewhere, that's crazy. Hang with us.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In Florida, in and around and outside of Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte. I used to go to Port Charlotte all the time. The Texas Rangers trained there. I really like that area. It's a good kind of little fishing place. There's some great beaches by there and whatnot. And that's the place where I had my first blizzard because I'd never even been to a Dairy Queen. And so one of the players said, "We're going to get blizzards. Do you want one?" And I said, "What's a blizzard?" And it was great, right? How many calories? Who knows? Of course, with the baseball players and spring training, they're burning it all off. But it was pretty good, I have to say. So, this is my new favorite segment. It really is. It's called Fruits, Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. Bingo! This is where Nathan Reeder gets to join me on the show. And he wasn't in Cancun partying, but he was with some of his buddies for a couple of days, and he got a little hoarse. I mean, were you screaming, and were you in a mosh pit? What were you doing?
Oh, I wish. I think I was in a room with too many stinky, cold people. Enough that we just all shared.
Oh, that just doesn't sound good at all.
Nope.
Oh, you have what I've had for like 5 weeks. It's crazy. All right, so shredded fruits and nuts. Bingo, you get the whole idea here. The first story, Nathan, is this one. A Massachusetts court ruled on Wednesday that a man who took cell phone photos of the up the skirts of women riding the Boston subway didn't violate state law because the women were not nude or partially nude. The Supreme Judicial Court overruled a lower court that had upheld charges against this cretin, Michael Robertson, who was arrested in 2010 by the cops. They set up a sting after they got all these reports that he was using his cell phone to take photos and video up female riders' skirts and dresses. Wow. So, is it fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo?
I'm gonna go. Wait, where was this again?
This was in Massachusetts.
Yeah, fruits and nuts. Just, that's kind of whack, man. I mean,
I think it's whack.
Who's
creepy.
Getting the good message here? No one's really getting any good messages.
No, it's a bad message. It should be illegal. The photo should be illegal. So somebody, and think of all the female professionals or girls going to school, and they're not even necessarily dressed provocatively. They're just wearing a dress or a skirt, and he positions the camera or the video so he can get the upskirt photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy in upper court. Nice.
I know. That's what I say. Same thing. I think it's creepy. Fruits and nuts. That's a good way to go with that. I agree. Another story that piqued my interest for all you tech heads is this story about the Google Glass. You know, people wear, I forget how much it costs, a gazillion dollars, but you have this Google Glass thing that you can wear, this little thin glass that's, you know, these tiny glasses. They've been banned from San Francisco SoMa Bar, which is a very popular bar. And the reason why is because a lot of those high-tech people go there, and the people in the bar, were wearing Google glasses while they were inside there. And they decided, they even put up a sign with a Google glasses and a line through it. It's saying that you cannot wear Google Glass when you come in here, and they don't like it. They say they have privacy concerns. They don't want people using Google Glass because they can record without the knowledge of people, so then you could become a target, and they think it's a tech elite thing, and it has a negative effect on working class neighborhoods, especially in San Francisco. So is it fruits and nuts, shredded, or bingo? Is it discriminatory against the people who wear Google glasses, or is this a way to protect the people who can't afford the Google glass and are working class against the snottiness of the tech elite?
Oh, man, you are not going to stop that forever. I'm going with shredded because, okay, it's what they figured it out in one town to try to do that in San Fran, you said?
In one bar, they're saying.
In San Fran. Yeah. Yep, shred it.
All right, shred it. I agree, shred it, but you're not going to stop that. I think you're right. I think that this is a wave of the future, and then the Google glasses will get cheaper. And, you know, it's interesting. When I was in Grenada, one of the people there, a really spectacular woman who is a big-time doctor in her career and went on to many cool things and then became a super technical person when she wasn't working for the National Institute of Health. I really like this woman. In fact, we'll probably end up having her on the show. She was wearing, the whole time she was wearing the Google Glass. And I'm wondering, I hope she wasn't recording my conversations. The thing is, that does make you paranoid about somebody just looking at you and taping you. I hate, you know, there is a weird thing about technology. Technology, and we say this all the time on America Tonight, right? In one way, technology is awesome. There's no question. The advantage of texting, you can find out how somebody's doing. Someone could be in the hospital sitting there waiting for a chemo treatment waiting for whatever. It could be a happy situation, a sad situation, and boom, you can have that. You can actually have contact. The whole thing with the FaceTime where you can see somebody from far away and it's easy. Boom, you're both interconnected. There are a lot of great things about technology. And then there's the other side of technology. See, I mean, here's the thing with the Google Glass. Do you have to? And that's like being too cool for school. That's like, you know what it's like? It's like people in television wearing their pancake makeup to say, hey, I'm in television. You know, guys used to do that because they'd have like an orange neck and their shirt would be orange, but everyone would recognize them as the anchor person because they didn't take their makeup off. And it wasn't because, oh, gee, I'm lazy, I'm running out the door and I want to go have drinks. It's because, okay, I'm the cool anchor guy, so I'm wearing my makeup. And that's kind of the way I feel about the Google Glass. Yeah, when you're in those situations, but you're going to have drinks. You're not, are you really working or taping things or I don't know, that doesn't make sense to me, but it'll probably become a bigger deal. And in San Francisco, there's going to be a lot of fights with it there because of it's a tech town. So you're going to have the people that are saying it's banned there. They're not going to like that. They, who knows, they could challenge it or another bar is going to say you're welcome here. There's that story's not done, especially in that area of all places. All right, let's go to another one. Let's move to another one. There's so many that I dug up earlier in the day. It was hard to decide what was, what I was going to bring up. But this one's good. We'll pick Nathan's brain on this one. It almost goes to the same thing. It's crazy. A student has been ordered to pay $100,000 over a tweet that was made about a teacher. So the way the story goes, it's a defamation thing. See, we're on this technology thing. And it's just a music teacher in Australia that was awarded the equivalent of the over $100,000 in damages for defamation, not just on Twitter, but on Facebook as well, after she was targeted by a former student who she says bore a grudge. So Andrew Farley, the son of the school's head of music and arts department, wrote messages about Christine Mickle, who replaced Farley's father. And they were nasty messages. I mean, really mean-spirited, nasty messages that he spread through the grapevine of the computer. Right. I mean, everywhere, I guess. And the court wanted him to apologize. Then they questioned the sincerity of his apology. So I don't know. What do you think, Nathan? You hear the story. The kid's father gets fired. So classic. He thinks he's being clever and he's trashing her all over the place publicly.
Wait, the kid's father did get fired and was replaced?
He did get fired and by her.
And she just was merely there, and he had some choice words for the new person who took his father's spot.
Yes, yes, really nasty choice words on the end, you know, and he was forced to make a public apology. He did. They didn't think it was really sincere.
I like that part. I'm still going to go with fruits and nuts because, you know, that's kind of an individual kind of response pattern.
Okay, fruits and nuts. Yeah, I agree. It's an individual thing. And you know what, though? This just shows you, again, with technology, the Google ban on the glasses, somebody writing nasty things, tweeting or Facebooking, there is always the possibility of litigation. In fact, social media is used as evidence a lot in all kinds of trials. And people just, I think they just don't believe that their social media can be used against them. I'm here to tell you, watch out. It can be used against you. Rosemary Janney up next talking about her new book.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Next guest, a buddy of mine. She's written a book called Audelia's Adventures. Yep, going to Texas. And let me tell you, I stayed up and read the whole thing. No more of my friends can write books because I am getting no sleep. I was up till like 5 in the morning. That is ridiculous. Rosemary Janney is the author and my pal. Rosemary, how you doing?
Just great, thank you.
I gotta ask you this because, you know, I love Allison Janney. I used to watch The West Wing, and of course she's been on a whole bunch of other things as well. And there's, I can kind of see a family resemblance to you and she. Now I know Janney's your married name, but they say when you marry someone and you're married to them long enough, you start to look like your spouse. So perhaps you look like a real Janney now. Is she any relation? Is she any relation to you whatsoever?
Not in the last four generations, probably.
I'm gonna get her on the show and under the guise that you are a relative. I'm gonna have to figure it out somehow. I'm gonna do it. I promise you. All right. So tell us about. Did you ever think that you would write a book? First of all,
No.
No.
I've always wanted to write, but I never realized that I could write a whole book.
And so when you decided to go on this odyssey, did you have it in your head or had you written things down or had you collected information? How did you initially get it all together?
Well, I did some family research and I found a story about an ancestor that was just got to my heart, you know, and I wanted to find out about the time period. I did more investigating and what happened around them during the 1830s and 40s, and all of a sudden I started writing and making up little things that might have happened to them, and I just had a great time doing it.
Yeah, 1830s and 40s, and, you know, digging back and throwing back into that culture all the different things that happened then. I mean, it was pretty rough times for young girls then, wasn't it?
Yes, I think that's what I realized, that you don't really think about it very much, but without birth control, women had children year after year that averaged 12 kids if they lived, you know, into their 60s, and they had no schooling. I mean, they had homeschooling, but there was no junior high or high school to go to out on the frontier. Yet they tried to maintain a high level of education the best they could, and they had to be able to make their own clothes. And it's really amazing when you stop and think about it and you think about the differences today and then. Oh, I had fun with that.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, let's see. Make your own clothes, not much schooling, give birth to probably, you know, anywhere from 7 to 12 kids. I don't know that I would have made it in those times. How about you, Rosemary?
Well, lots of women didn't, and that's part of the sad part. You know, a lot of them died very, very young. But so much is written about the men during that period or any period in the past, and I thought, oh, what? Be fun to write about a woman's perspective or a young girl's perspective of what was going on. So I had fun with that.
And tell us about Audelia. What, you know, you talk about her adventures, and tell us the story. Give us a little bit of the story.
Well, she lives in Missouri, and her father joins up with the group in the 1820s to go to Texas to get a large amount of land, the land grants. And it's actually the year that she is born, so she has never met him. But she lives around his family, his parents, her grandparents, and his brothers and sisters, and they talk about him. And she actually looks a lot like him. So they're all very, very curious. She's very curious and wants to, of course, go to Texas and meet him. In the meantime, he files for divorce, and her parents divorce. He remarries a Spanish family in San Antonio area, and her mother remarries, and she has to cope with that. And I thought, well, there's a real story there. How would a young girl in those days have coped with all of that and moved on and grown up? Tried to live as normal a life as possible, and the influences that she might have had from the Native Americans in the area were everywhere, and the climate that you had to deal with because you didn't have central air and heat. So you were close to your animals because that you depended on them so much. So.
Yeah, the, you know, the part where you say there that's very intriguing for people listening across America right now, and I'm sure they can imagine this in your head. You think, you know, 1830s, 1840s, stagecoaches, all that kind of thing, some of those really literally one-horse towns, and filing for divorce. Divorce had to be pretty rare then, don't you think?
I think it might have been, and I think Missouri was just a, well, I don't believe it was a state either, that they were able to get this divorce. So it's kind of, it was kind of a family, my family was not real proud of that, you know, and so they would never talk about this part of the family. So that's why I was curious about doing research. And when I looked at some of the census reports, I realized how many children that different women were having and how young some of them died, and it just got my curiosity up.
You know, it's funny about that when you say it gets your curiosity up. I think now with Ancestry.com and whatnot, more people are doing that. They're doing the genealogy, and they're stunned by some of the things they found. Rosemary, is kind of an aside here. I went to Ireland, whatever it was now, a year and a half ago, and one of the things that I found out before I left, I just confirmed it. I had kind of heard rumors about it, but a great-great-great-great uncle was a horse thief, and the British hung him in Ireland. Ireland. I had a horse thief relative. Are you kidding? I was just like, oh, that's terrible. And then supposedly, somehow, I'm related to Henry VIII. I was like, wow, can we go from one extreme to the other? So it is crazy what you learn in that curiosity factor. And wow, look how you've exploded into a book. Now, I don't want to spoil the ending for anybody, and you can get Audelia's Adventures, Amazon.com. It's just a great book. It's a great book for anyone to read, but especially if you have like a teenager, nieces, that kind of stuff, they would love it because it's just that kind of book that they can read. It's a nice, thick book, and it has just a great story. So I don't want to give too many details away, but in dealing with that and thinking about her father, a lot of that is what is she thinking in her head because she realizes she doesn't know her family, right?
That's right. Well, her father. And then she realizes that the man her mother has remarried has really, she's got a really close relationship with him that she doesn't realize how great it is until a certain event happens and it's part of an exciting adventure she has. So I don't want to give that away. But I think it's kind of a coming of age and realizing what's important and who really matters. And I think that's good for everyone to read about.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that. What was the reaction to doing a book? What was the reaction of your family and your friends? Did you tell a lot of people, or did you kind of keep it under wraps?
I kept it to myself, and they were astonished.
They were astonished, right? You said, oh, by the way, I have this book coming out. You can get it on Amazon. I'm going to have a book party and all that stuff. And then he's like, what? What are you talking about? And we should tell everybody. And I had teachers in my family. My favorite grandmother was a teacher, and you were a teacher. So
yeah.
You understand that about learning, and you were talking about that education and what it was like back then. So do you think that curiosity is, I think, people that are good teachers have their curiosity peaked. So I bet this story was hanging around in your head for a long time, was it?
I think it was. And I love writing. And even though I worked with elementary age children, their stories would take on a life of their own. And you would realize that the magic of writing is just phenomenal. And I loved it. So
yeah, I agree. Did you, when you were a teacher, did you have SRA readers?
I don't think so.
You know, where kids would go, and some people can relate to this, maybe this is a Northeast thing, they had it in a box, and they had these short stories, and you would go and you'd read the story, and then you'd have to check off that you read it. It was very cool.
Maybe we had some similar things, we just didn't call it that problem.
Yeah, it was probably something different.
We had lots of reading activities. In fact, that's what I did do, was teach reading to new language learners.
Very cool. What would you tell anybody out there about writing a book? I think everybody has a story to tell. Do you think, would you tell everybody out there to take the leap?
I would. It was just a joyful, joyful thing to do, and I'm still having a great time with it. So I probably will get back on the computer and write a sequel.
Ooh, already talking about a sequel. When's the movie coming out? That's what we wanted. Everybody started asking about the movie next. All right, this is just terrific. So pick up Rosemary's book and get it on Amazon.com. Rosemary Janney, thanks a lot. Audelia's Adventures Going to Texas. Good luck with that and the sequel.
Well, thank you very much. I really feel honored to be on the show.
Well, thank you. You have a good one.
All right. Thank you, Kate.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters for the love of clean water.